Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you want to do for the promo? Tone. What do you want to do for the promo? Promo. Tone. College football. Yes. Listen to it right now. Tone. Say words. Go.
I think we got to fix college football, and we have just the podcast for you.
Okay. That's the promo. Listen to the emerging podcast scene free whenever you want on the free Odyssey app and listen to it live at 10:15 Tuesdays and Thursday mornings on 92.3 The Fan Extra.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
And we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com, your home for only $139 a month. That's it, $139 a month. You can watch just like Lima and I. Find out how, XTENDAV.com. Kirk Herbstreit had a tweet, and this comes off the heels of Jeff Hafley leaving Boston College. Now, I could always say that Jeff Hafley's leaving to restart the clock on his career because, you know what? Boston College had a great finish to this season. They started off, things were very tough. Did they lose against Holy Cross? I was watching that game while I was painting my office. Anyway, they had a good finish to the season, but he's leaving to go be an OC, which is an interesting move. And Kirk Herbstreit had said, Tone, that a lot of guys are going to be leaving these positions because they don't like recruiting their own players. They don't like having to worry about the transfer portal, the ratings, things like that. Like, they don't want to have to worry about that sort of thing. Now, I've heard that before from other guys. Pete Thamel, he said that he talked to an anonymous coach who said he's tired of not actually being able to coach football. You're either, because now it's not just recruiting your own players, which is one thing. Now you have to worry about raising funds. Like, he spends so much time, an anonymous coach spends so much time fundraising for NIL. He's like, I'm not getting a chance to coach football.
I don't think there's a job in sports that has changed more in a quicker time period.
Yeah.
Than college football.
Yeah.
And so let's first dispense with the, or just let's get rid of the, well, I do you guys feel bad for them? They're making all this money. No, that's not what we're talking about. These guys will make money no matter what they do, whether they coach in the NFL or college.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that it's totally changed. And it's changed so much so that it has pretty much angered all coaches, all their assistants, all the administrators, everybody in athletics. I mean, it's gotten everybody to the point where they're now trying to decide if they even think it's worth saving, if they want to be there while they're trying to save it, or whether it's just easier to just move on. Obviously, the money is so much that it still behooves some of these guys to stay. There's only so many jobs in the NFL yeah. that are going to pay big bucks. But it is a totally different job. I was told that the real reason that Ryan Day brought Bill O'Brien in was so that during the season, Bill O'Brien, who has been a head coach,
I know where you're going,
both in college and the NFL, could keep an eye on his football team while Ryan Day goes and fundraises and recruits throughout the week. I mean, and these guys have always recruited during the season. That's not different. But to the level that you have to do it, to the level that you have to fundraise, that while this is still the Wild Wild West, and I do expect it to change drastically in the next 5 years,
mm-hmm.
but while it is this right now, the current setup, you have to be able to do that stuff, or your team is screwed if you're trying to compete at the highest level.
So I always thought that these were going to be things that move like mountains, and it takes time, and it has to go through studies and stuff like that to just open up the doors for NIL and really make a situation where collectives can just pay guys to, I guess, if does there need to be a paper trail, a guy showing up to sign autographs or anything like that?
Well, apparently, yes, because Tennessee right now is under investigation from the NCAA for their handling of NIL money.
Really? That's what that is all about.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean that they're doing it not in the way that the NCAA is allowing you to do it.
Well, Tennessee's taking them to court. Bill Haslam's upset, the former governor of Tennessee. I think that you're right.
And Congress is getting involved too.
In the next 5 years, I think that things are going to change for a lot of college football coaches.
This doesn't work.
No. For a lot of college football. Now, hold on before you go calling us everything you want to call us if you're one of the people on Twitter. Okay? I think that for a lot of college football coaches that we know, I tell them just hold on. Hold on as much as you can. And I think that regulation is coming. I think that this was also part of the NCAA's grand plan. If they had a grand plan, this is what mine would have been, is, okay, you guys want it, you'll get it. And then I think that they're going to want to be begged for regulation. But I do think that they could be cut out of it. And here's how. At some point, I wonder if the SEC and the Big Ten work together. And they take all the big college football schools, and they play for a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over that time, because I don't know if any of this gets worked out until we have firm conferences again, where there's not a whole lot of movement going on. Now, we could always argue that there has been movement at conferences before and that there's usually a year where somebody moves a conference. Okay, that's fine. But we haven't seen this much movement in a long time. And we're seeing it, by the way, conference movement in just college football. We're seeing this all over high school football. That's one of the reasons why, you know, when I said the 9-game thing, there's teams that are moving around conferences for better playoff positioning, and because of the competition, it's getting tougher in certain areas and harder and easier in certain areas that they're moving around. So this is kind of a thing.
There's a common misnomer out there right now that I'm hearing from like Ohio State fans and you know Alabama fans up until Nick Saban just retired.
Alabama fan.
That they loved this position of advantage, and so they wanted this system to continue. They do not. Ohio State does not want to do this fundraising like this. They don't want to hold their hand out and beg boosters for money because what happens is, what do I got to give them? Do I got to give them access? We already went down that road before and got in trouble when Tressel was here. Do we really want to grant access to these people? Do we want to be giving money to bagmen and family members? And there's no contracts. I mean, this is the one part of this that, you know, you're going to hear more and more about is there are going to be some players that get their money and they get injured 4 games into a season or they're just not good. And then maybe money is cut off and it's going to get ugly. It's going to get really ugly between the sides. Alabama, Ohio State, Texas A&M went through it. They don't want to do this. They want regulations. It's not that they don't want kids to get paid. See, this is the thing. Yeah, they don't want to give up a big part of their pie from the television money. Sure. But they're not against, at this point, kids getting the money. They knew it's a foregone conclusion. It was going to happen. It's never going the other way. They're never going to make it an amateur athletic situation anymore where they don't get paid. Like, that's just gone. So we all understand the new reality. So begrudgingly, like, yeah, kids are going to get paid. The question is, where is the oversight come from if the NCAA can't handle it? So how do we get contracts involved? How do we make sure there are contracts just like any other employees out there in the country doing any kind of work? Like you sign a contract in many ways, or if you don't sign a contract, you know you could be terminated at any time, not just for cause. Like there are a lot of rules. There are also rights of employers and employees. Right now, none of this applies because there's this brand new setup that never existed before, and it's the Wild Wild West, and there's no oversight over it. So eventually, players need to be protected too. How do we know that the players are even going to get the money that they're being told they're going to get? We had already heard over the last few years that some players didn't. So they need to be protected too. This isn't just protecting the billion-dollar entities or the nonprofits that are these schools or their conferences. Everybody needs to be protected.
They're going to get to a point, and again, this is part of the grand plan, is I think that there was a time where plenty of member institutions did not want to let players be employees. this is going to make it easier. Because, and I got some pushback on this, because my plan of it is make them employees. They get whatever benefit they get for a short period of time. If you want to take away scholarships and put those towards other school, other sports, we'll talk about that here in a second. You make them employees. You could probably add on the scholarship to it, but that still might be difficult. You make them employees, number one. Number two, you sign contracts. Okay? You have an employee. We all have to honor a contract at some point. You make them an employee. I can talk about the buyout balance coming up here in a second. Remind me of this. That makes it somewhat fair and equitable. Also, and if we've seen this from everybody else, everybody gets something. Because what people fail to understand, and this is where all the white knights on Twitter get just do not understand this, 98% of guys in college football ain't getting a damn dime. It is going to the upper echelon athletes. And by the way, it's only going to bottleneck even worse. Eventually,
I wonder what the total is.
They're going to figure this thing out.
I was going to say I couldn't even guess, but I want to try to wager a guess at how many guys got an NIL deal over the last few years.
This is, by the way, this I'm estimating 98% don't.
Do you think there are even 300 players?
Oh, I have no idea.
We're just
I wish I could
talking
tell you.
Football, right?
Yeah, football.
Yeah.
Are there even 300 players in all the college football that got an NIL
deal? I think there's more non-football athletes in college athletics that got NIL deals than football.
Boy, that's interesting.
Well, you know what?
The gymnasts and the women's basketball players.
That might be possible because, again, like we only think – a lot of the guys who follow me and are tweeting back at me, they only follow college football. It's like, guys, there are college basketball programs out there. Kentucky would rather give their money to a college basketball player than a college football player. Minnesota would rather give their NIL money, whatever they have,
North Carolina,
to a wrestler than to a college football player. I can guarantee you.
What's Caitlin Clark getting right now?
I know a few Ohio State wrestlers that are getting NIL right now that are not these guys that do it, that give them the money, they own businesses. And they say, there's no point of having this guy, one guy owns a restaurant. Yeah. No point of having this college wrestler who no one knows other than me and four other dads in Avon Lake, right? Having him do something for his restaurant. What he does is he has them in the summer. They go run camps, and they basically do it for free. It's as a favor to this guy's buddies, right? And that's how the payoff comes. But there's a lot of these non-known Akron, right? Football players are probably not. Soccer players?
Maybe,
I bet you they're getting NIL because they're a soccer power.
Yeah, there's got to be, there might be some there, or it might be still like, hey, what's the revenue that's generated?
Yeah, it's not.
Maybe some guys are making business decisions. Akron, the better chance you would have would be soccer. Owen's
not,
right about that.
It's not the Quinn Ewers thing where you know he got like $1 million or whatever to sit at Ohio State for that 1 year. But Caitlin Clark has like five national endorsement deals.
She's in State Farm commercials.
Do you understand that that's millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Like that's those were not, here's 10 grand or here's 500 bucks.
I was having this conversation with Lou Maglio earlier this week. I go, because where we sit, she's talking to Jasmine Bailey. Jasmine Bailey went to Michigan State, and she asked me, because a woman who I used to work with at Ashland is the head basketball coach at Michigan State now, Robin Frelick. Wonderful, wonderful coach in person, by the way. And she's got that program singing right now. And she just took over. So I remarked to him, I go, you know, women's basketball is almost in the same way now as what college football used to be. Like, because it's like, Caitlin Clark, doesn't she have a year left of eligibility?
Does she still?
So, yeah. I thought she did. Because Lou is an Iowa guy. And Lou will bring it up. And I think that what he had said was that, yeah, like, you have this chance here where a woman like Caitlin Clark, she might have a better chance to make a lot more money at Iowa than she would in the WNBA. Because I'm telling you guys right now, I can name five women's college basketball players off the top of my head. I can't tell you five college basketball players on the men's side. So now it's almost going back to the old college football where it's like, hey, everything's done in college, and then if you want to go pro, fine, whatever. But
that's one, like, what's her name? Sabrina Ionescu?
Ionescu.
Right. I remember her in college. Big deal, right? I have no clue who she plays for in the WNBA.
But
now
I know that she's going to go shoot against Steph Curry, and that's a right idea.
And that's the only reason I know.
That's a right idea. Yeah. You shot 27 to 25 last year. Let's go see you shoot the lights out against him. I'm looking forward to it. And you know what? I didn't watch any of that stuff last year. I'll watch it this year. Hopefully I'll be able to watch Sam Merrill as well in the three-point competition. So there is some good that's done. So I'm kind of trying, and this is a workshop off the top of my head, some of this, because I said, I think some people are tired of, they want to have a competitive team, and they also don't want to get their roster rated if they are a fan of a school that is not Ohio State. I would say Alabama, but Alabama got rated in a lot of other places, right? Georgia, whatever. I should say a couple other places. You make them employees. Think of the questions that come to any of your heads as I say this. You make the football players employees. Okay, I'm thinking football right now. You sign them to contracts, and what you have right now is you go, okay, this is a three-year commitment. You commit to my school. If you sign for X amount of money, because everybody, by the time we get to the SEC and the Big Ten, I think there should be a salary cap. Okay, Drake may agree with me on this, so don't be going nasty on me. You have a salary cap. We can only do so much. And then we give a governing body. We don't have to use the term NCAA anymore because it's almost where it's got the name has become so toxic where you might need to have another governing body here. And they watch you like a hawk, compliance. And if you are found in any sort of non-compliance, there's going to be stiff punishment. But you also have a signing, and just like a college football coach.
Were the players, did you say, are the players unionized in this situation?
The players would have to be unionized in this situation. Yeah, I should add that. I'm just making sure.
So
there should be a collective bargained salary cap.
Right.
There should be a collective bargain employee system. Thank you very much.
So what percentage of the revenue, this is where it's impossible to get away from the business of sports. Where would...
Can we live on 25 or 30?
And here's the other part. Here's what's really hard, and Northwestern went through this with the unionization debate. The players, unlike the NFL, unlike the NBA, Major League Baseball, and professional sports, and how the unions normally work, in football, the players are in and out. And in many ways, they're going to be in and out in a year or 2 years in football. Obviously, the majority aren't, but there are so many guys that are going
to
be in and out.
So do I have to go to a much lower number?
Well, so how do you establish... this union, how do you get the union to agree?
You're better at math than I am.
How do you get the union to agree? And then, furthermore, the television networks will have to be working in concert with the administrators and the schools. What percentage of the pie are they willing to give up? There is no gun to their head here.
No.
So it's either divvy that up or keep it the Wild Wild West right now.
But I believe the inequities of
it now. Is there a chance they continue with the Wild Wild West over having to collectively bargain a portion away of their TV money?
Fair, but I believe the inequities of it now forces them to go to the table at some point and say, we need to figure this out for the betterment because I'm getting so many people. There's plenty of people online, not a real place, who are saying everybody's getting screwed over, and that forget the university, bleep the NCAA, the whole thing. Okay, but there's plenty of other people who ain't on social media who are going, man, I'm not having as much fun as I thought I would. And those people, you risk them tuning out. And you don't want to risk them tuning out because all this is predicated on eyes for advertising to sell the revenue. So real quick.
Well, another question.
I'm not sure what...
Do you care about them going to school? Do you care about them getting degrees or working towards degrees?
Me personally, no, because that school is going to be there whether they whether they play football or not.
I just wondered what part does that play in it, the benefits they're receiving,
can we give free education
or any of that?
All right, here we go. So what? Give me a number of percentage you think it could survive on right now. I didn't think a 50-50 split would be.
Oh, my God, not even close. Yeah. Not getting
so 50-50. What are we talking?
God, the way I was figuring it, it would be like 75-25.
Okay. So the players get 25.
Mm-hmm. And what was
you'll
the latest?
Get 20. We'll make it 25 collectively, but you have to work towards a degree.
Yeah.
You have to remain eligible. You have to work towards a degree. And, fine, you also get the value of a free education.
Mm-hmm.
We have scholarships. All right? So you're getting that. I'm talking just football now. Because when it comes to the other sports, this is going to get tricky. So you do that. And then you have a situation now where if we're going to treat each other like adults, we'll treat each other like adults. All right? I'm an adult. I have signed a contract with my employer. They're adults. They've signed a contract with my employer. Now, if I leave my employer, I have to wait 6 months to be with anybody else if I want to leave early. Right? Right. So anywhere else, if they wanted to come together on an agreement between my future employer and my current employer, they can. This is where the buyout system comes in. Just like a coach can leave, can a player, if he wants to leave in 2 years and he's contracted for three, in Ohio State, who does have money, and would be from the SEC Big Ten model. They want to go poach a kid from the ACC that's still around, or the Big 12 that's still around. Let's use the Big 12 as an example, right? Ohio State needs an offensive lineman. There's a kid at OK State who's a good offensive lineman. We want that kid. He has he was a big recruit for us. He's already playing for us. He has a $400,000 buyout. I'm going to use that right off the top of my head. Fine. You got to give us $400,000 that we could use. You can have the player. That's your buyout. If it's a $1.2 million buyout, you...
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to give us $1.2 million so we can use towards our recruiting and towards whatever.
European
soccer does.
But you're not giving every player like a one-time free transfer?
No.
I think you got to do that. I think everybody's got to be able to leave once, because what if their coach leaves? What if there's an injury?
There you go.
What if promises were made to them that weren't kept? I think everybody's got to be given one chance to leave for free.
We can discuss that. This is not the law. I haven't thought all this all the way through. I'm throwing this by you guys.
Somebody gets homesick. Somebody's parent dies.
Of course you can let them out of the deal.
This all has to be spelled out in a CBA.
No. That to me, Anthony, would just be like everybody else. I mean, Bo Ryan, he was famous at Wisconsin for screwing over a couple of kids and not letting them transfer.
In conference, right?
In the spirit of the situation, you could always say, let me out of my contract. No. All right, well, I know all these other Elite 11 guys who are quarterbacks. Good luck. That sticks in their head. It's a free market system.
Yeah.
So the spirit of fairness.
But I'm in agreement. I think we're.
But you might have to put it in writing that you can't have a one-time.
So we agree. I guess the only way, since this is not an interactive portion of the show.
Sorry.
I guess what I'd like to know is pick apart some issues with our setup. So what we are saying, what we are advocating right now is get this under control. We don't like the Wild Wild West. We think the schools don't like it. And only a few of the think about it. There's very few players getting paid that are really making NIL. So don't just say all the athletes love the situation right now. They don't.
They don't.
Under our situation, everybody gets paid. Now, I don't know how you decide who gets paid what. Like, what's going rate?
How does Caleb Williams get the same amount?
What's the backup offensive lineman making?
It's going to end up exactly like it does in a lot of places.
How much of the TV deal do they get?
Yes, it's going to end up exactly like it does in a lot of places, where you're going to have a quarterback that makes a lot of money, and you're going to have a couple of the other important positions that make a lot of money.
So there's going to be a minimum. There's going to be a league minimum that every player gets, and then you have, as part of your salary cap, a threshold. You can go this much, maybe quarterback. You know, obviously in the NFL, we know how the CBA works with franchise tax. So I guess I just want to put it out there so we can kind of crystallize this conversation. We are for modernizing this NIL setup.
Mm-hmm.
unionizing the athletes, making them employees, getting them paid. We haven't talked about benefits. That's all part of the CBA. But the players are going to get a portion to be debated, to be settled later, a portion of the television contracts, which right now they have all the conferences. They have the playoff television contract. The NBA, the college basketball has their tournament TV deal. Then the conferences all have their TV deal that's already been decided. All that money gets pooled together, and the players will get a percentage of it. We will have a set of rules, just like professional sports, when you can transfer, what those minimums are, how it works within the salary cap, and what your transfer situation is. All that will be determined into basically a professional league that is college, right?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
So where is that a bad setup for the players is what I want people to either tweet at us. Maybe we'll bring this onto the show.
Everybody gets a piece of the pie. I'm sure there's holes. I'm going to bring up a couple of holes here in a second with my own system that I just brought to you. But I think it's better than I think it's better than Caleb Williams gets X amount of dollars. So and so and so and so and so and so gets X amount of dollars. And there's definitely players on USC making nothing.
Yes. Yeah. So if you have a big problem with the setup, let us know. And then we can continue the talk because this is going to happen. What the setup is right now, there's too many powerful people that are against it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize Congress is starting to intervene. There's going to be oversight over of this.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be a weird blip. I wonder how we're going to treat like national championships over the next few years.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how we're going to treat
this. Just saw what I mouthed to him. Go ahead.
I just wonder how we're going to treat the sport as a whole right now over what these years are going to be like. Because it's very different from anything we've had before. And I think it's going to be very different from anything we have in the future.
So the positives here. I like that you're with me on this. A couple of the positives. One, it gives a buy-in again. If Aaron Nolan's there for 3 years. I got a chance to talk about Aaron Nolan and fall in love with Aaron Nolan and be 100% behind Aaron Nolan and be a fan of Aaron Nolan the way I was with Bobby Hoying in the 1990s. Because remember, I used to be one of the biggest Ohio State fans you'd ever meet. Two, and this is very important, it does, you're giving a commitment as an 18-year-old young man. And sometimes we're not always thinking clearly, but it also might stop you from making a very unwise decision. Because again, we talk about the freedom of the transfer portal, and again, people are not bringing up enough where, hey, I'm not playing at Middle Tennessee State, let me transfer up. Okay, but as soon as somebody else comes around, maybe they don't have a spot for you. And now you're still not playing. Okay? Like, that's one of the things that people are, they just do not want to talk about when it comes to the social media conversation to it. Now, here's a couple of the questions I got. What is stopping linebacker X from still getting NIL?
Yeah, the only thing you could do is that you have real compliance, which every team already has compliance officers. In fact, many of them at the big schools. Ohio State is like double-digit compliance officers. Yeah. They're all getting paid handsomely. So you have the compliance for every school. You have same thing that we have now. If you see something, say something. You have those hotlines set up. And if you get caught, the player gets in trouble big time, and you have to prove what the school knows.
But again, now that's different. Just, I'm pointing out
that's
though,
so different from what we had in the NCAA for, 50 years.
I'm not thinking of it nefariously. I'm thinking of it where right now it's above board.
Mm-hmm.
It might be seen as something unseemly, but it is above board. What is stopping me, Ken Carmen, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and I'm the biggest damn Ohio State fan you could find and the biggest booster you could find. All right, yeah, give him a salary. And this kid who's the top quarterback, I'm still going to give him $2 million.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always been some semblance of benefits given. The no-show jobs is always the easiest.
How do I curb that?
And I don't think you do. And I think you can only worry about so much. And then let all the schools cry foul about it. And if they find something to be illegal, then the team's going to get hammered. I mean, there's only so much you can do. You're right. That is a hole.
Because now that we've let them make money on their own names, college players, how do I stop them
I guess you're hoping.
On their own name.
Man, if I'm a school and I've got boosters that are operating outside my purview and they're trying to either get me in trouble or not trying to, but they're hoping not to, and they're paying guys, I want that money coming to the school. Like, if you're still going to be holding your hand out, and it would go into the booster's collection, which would be used in addition, because we haven't said whether or not that's even going to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
in addition to all the TV money that we talked about being able to allocate. I guess I'd be upset if I'm like Gene Smith, who's going out the door, obviously, that I've got these guys acting independent of the school. They're not in the best interest of the school, and they could get us in trouble. I think then you're denying their access, and then they're not part of the program. And that means a lot to those boosters. They want to be a part of the program.
That's true. The other situation, the other question, there is such a thing as Title IX.
Mm-hmm. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal.
To pay, I don't know if these schools are going to take a hit. To pay a college football player, and I haven't even brought up men's and women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with the other sports?
They go bye-bye. They go away.
Well, this is part of it.
So it's hard. This is really hard.
You know, everybody has been on the other side of the, on the side of pay the players, NIL. Everybody's been all for one, one for all. Business speaks differently. Free market capitalism is going to speak differently here. Is there anything going where you get to the collective bargain agreement with the football players, the college football players? Let's call it the college football, the college football alliance, college football player alliance, CFPA, like UFCW, you know, whatever. United College Football Players, UFCFP, UCFP. You sit down with him and go, listen, if you can take your 25%. But if you take 18%, we can allow all the other sports to play.
Mm-hmm.
Does that play into it?
Yeah, I just looked it up. I just looked it up. Right now, there are 69 Power 5 schools.
Nice.
How many of those would stay under this setup? Would it be 69?
I don't know.
Would every single one of these schools, would Vanderbilt, would Northwestern, would they take part
you,
in this?
You have to decide what's important to you. You know, Northwestern is building a brand new stadium, but they're doing it to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Now you have to decide what's important to you. Are you a academic institution, a high academic institution, or are you going to try to be a football factory and make money? Well, they're not a football factory, but you can make money. So yeah. You still need to make that decision. Money. You know, Vanderbilt. And some schools, I mean, you look at the powers of college football from way back. Some schools who were powers then made I'm not just talking Ivy League, made conscious decisions of going, this is where it ends. We're about academics. We're about creating. We're about finding research, finding cures, finding a better life. We're about creating better people. This ends here. This ends now. Well, they'd have to make that decision again. So maybe there'd be less.
Maybe
Liberty jumps in and there's more. They win a hell of a lot of football games. Yeah, they're not a bad conference. But
a program like Liberty would. Yeah. So that's what I also wondered. Those Power Fives, we're talking about splitting this revenue all evenly. If I'm Ohio State, Texas, I don't like that arrangement.
So you're giving a couple of the big boot?
What I'm wondering is, are they going to be like, we're not splitting this evenly with all the other schools. We do more. We make more money. We bring in more revenue. So this is not going to be easy to bring all of these. There's a reason why everybody wants to be in the Big Ten or the SEC, and why the Big 12 and the Pac-12 and the ACC, why there's some genuine concern over the years. That they would persist. But that would be another issue. I do wonder if the Joneses, Ohio State and Alabama, and these big-time mm-hmm. programs, how they would feel about all this.
Now, depending on when this happens, you know, if I could show them evidence, and I don't know if I can, because when we talk about all this, I always go, yeah, and then they kick off at noon and everybody watches and everybody's fine. But what if my ratings go down in college football?
Yeah.
You know, is it going, wait, we need to make a change here? Get some equitable thoughts in here. Get some people in here that everybody else. Again, it's the whole it's the maxim of the NFL. The NFL works because everybody believes they have a chance, and everybody's eating. Everybody believes they have a chance. Well, in college football, I know that that's not the case because there's no draft in college football. You recruit, okay? So you have that. How do I make all that work to where they're equitable? Do I have to cut ties with Rutgers? Well, why? Rutgers isn't a good football program. Yeah, but they're in New York. Or Piscataway, New Jersey, mm-hmm. but you get what I'm saying. Same thing, you know, UCLA, okay at football, but not the greatest. What do you do with UCLA? Well, you're leaving UCLA in because of their market. All right, does that mean Indiana, who's a good basketball program, has to go to the Big 12? Purdue, good basketball program. Do they got to go to the Big 12 or ACC or Big East reincarnated or something like that? You know, these are things that need to be worked out. But ultimately, like with Title IX, and this is my fear, is that you cut off opportunities.
Well, you are.
And I don't know what you do other than you say, okay, you make X amount of dollars. And if they could do it this high, that's fine. You make X amount of dollars. You give up your scholarships. You might have to pass a law for this, for crying out loud. Football, you give up your scholarships, but we can give our scholarships to other people, to the track team, to the soccer team, whatever. Does that make any sense to you, or is, what am
I think it's hard. Like Syracuse, Title IX, Syracuse will tell you Title IX cost them wrestling and baseball. That was the end of wrestling and baseball. That's a whole lot of opportunities. Even if baseball wasn't full scholarship, it was a lot of opportunities that were lost. And, you know, it's funny. We're talking about more money, but now we're talking about cutting more sports. It's hilarious how contentious something like this would get. But the NCAA, as we know it, or as we've had it the last, you know, my entire lifetime, it's done. It's gone. So they have to try to conceptualize what this is going to look like next.
So there you go. Is that the end of the pod?
I want people to hit us up so we can continue the conversation. Like, hit us up and tell us where this goes wrong, why none of this makes sense to you. But what I don't think anybody is doing is saying, this, what happened this offseason with Ohio State begging their donors for money, I don't see a lot of people thinking that's going to continue to work.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.